Yes, the lump cancerous. And this is my little brave part now of it. I said, in that case, how long have I got to live? And he said to me, all cancers are dangerous, and I know people who have what you have and they get well. I said, but you're not going to tell me that I would get well in case my family want to sue you. And he laughed. Then the Macmillan nurse said, I know all cancers are dangerous. I said, I know that, but how bad is my cancer? I wasn't interested in the others. It's just mine. I want to know how bad is mine. So he assured me that Mr. Colin would look after me, and I go to them, and I had the chemotherapy. He said to me, my hair would come off, which it did. The first lot of treatment take all my hair off my head. They gave me a lovely wig, and I wear my wig with pride, and I have never been ashamed to tell anyone that I had cancer. And I think that's one that pulled me through, by not being ashamed. So all the people out there who is ashamed to let people know they are ill, they want to wake up. Stop hiding. You cannot hide from what you have. Let people know, and you'll probably be able to get help. But if you hide, you're not going to get any help. Because by time you let someone know, it's too late. And I think a lot of these cancer sufferers that the cancer really take, it's because they're ashamed. They don't want anyone to know what's wrong with them. Because my husband couldn't take it. He couldn't take it. My children was the one that was my support. Husband wasn't. Because I said to him, can't you go to the hospital with me when I'm having a treatment? And he said no. And he didn't go. And the children, the boy and the girl, Ashley and Lavinia, they go to the hospital with me. Each time I was going up, they goes with me.
Why do you think your husband wouldn't go?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know whether he's frightened to hear about cancer or what, but what I asked all of them, I said to them, the way I am dealing with it, I would like you to deal with it the same way. No pity. Don't pity me. Don't humor me. Treat me as Agnes. Just treat me as the Agnes that you know. Laugh with me, because the main thing, and I thank God for, I wasn't in any pain. So I didn't have time to be miserable because of pain.